Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Canadian lawmakers are growing increasingly concerned with the economic impact of the truckers protesting the government's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. The Freedom Convoy first began in Vancouver on January 23rd. Then hundreds of big rig trucks traveled to Ottawa, where they were joined by thousands of Canadians on Saturday in protest against Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's coronavirus policies. Yesterday, the convoy clogged up the Ambassador Bridge that links Windsor, Ontario to Detroit, Michigan. As the self-induced border crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border continues, the Biden administration wants to put illegal immigrants into Baltimore, Maryland, and Houston, Texas with an ankle tracker and curfew times. Republican Congresswoman Kat Kamick is a member of Homeland Security Committee. She tells Fox News Biden needs to follow the law.
My solution is simple. Follow and enforce the laws that are currently on the books.
USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Surprisingly, with all the stay-at-home orders from the current government over the past 2 years, birth rates have actually declined.
Births in the United States didn't fall as much as expected due to the pandemic, according to CDC data. The United States saw roughly 7,000 fewer births through the first 9 months of 2021 compared with the same period the year prior, according to provisional data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's National Center for Health Statistics. The numbers reflect conceptions that occurred roughly from April through December 2020, a period that includes the first part of last winter's COVID-19 case surge, which started in October 2020 and waned by February 2021. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Biden will meet in a roundtable today with CEOs of electric utilities to discuss his Build Back Better agenda. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The United States is at the tail end of the COVID-19 Omicron variant surge, so says Dr. Ashish Jha, Dean of Brown University School of Public Health. He was talking on Newsmax and expects the disease metrics to decrease in the coming weeks.
We are at the tail end of this Omicron surge, probably a couple of weeks before everybody in the country is out of the surge. I'm hoping that the next few weeks, next few months are going to be much, much better with low infections and hospitalizations and deaths. That's my expectation, and I think that's how things are likely to play out in the upcoming weeks and months. We heard this earlier today from Governor Murphy in New Jersey. I think what we're going to see, there are about a dozen or so states across the country that have mask mandates still. And I expect all of them to peel back over the next couple of months. And the cities that do also are going to peel back again sometime in the next few weeks, few months at the most. Look, of course, there could be more variants, and I do expect another surge or two. I mean, we saw surges in the summer in the south. We've seen surges in the winter in the north. No reason to think that's not going to happen again this year. So at this point, what I think is we need to hold our political leaders accountable for making sure that we're getting ready for those things. How do we get ready? Let's build up plenty of supplies of testing and masks so that if those are necessary, we'll have plenty of them. You know, we saw that in this past Omicron surge was really, really hard to get tests. That should not happen again in the future. I'd like to see a real stocking up of therapeutics, monoclonal antibodies.
I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Yeah, the operative part of that lyric is you better stop. It's time to stop these mandates. I mean, it is over. I mean, you've got countries around the world, you know, Israel, Sweden, the UK, you know, they're burning up the mask. I mean, it's a funeral pyre for these designer masks that we've been stuck with. And, like Linus's security blanket that at the end of the day, we realize, you know, like the little kid who pointed to the king and said, hey, he's buck naked. He's not wearing any clothes. This is what we find ourselves after being scared into a corner and thinking that masks and vaccinations were the only answer. We were told to follow the science, but little did we know that they had something up their sleeve, and what they had up their sleeve was the real truth, and they kept that from us. And we're going to be talking also about how this momentum is organically spreading, and rightfully so, because the power of truth is behind these movements. Whether we're talking about truckers and parents of that have had it with their kids not being taught, after all the money, tax money, that the unions, teachers unions, are happy to take from us and not do their job. Okay? It's over. It's done, and we need to move on. With us right now is Keith Lambert, and Keith has an incredible study. I mean, I should say an incredible story that I want to share with you first, and then we're going to get into some of these topics that are at the forefront that you're hearing about, whether it's the Canadian truckers or, you know, just everyday citizens like you and me that have just said, look it, you know, I'm smart enough, I can figure this out. You know, I listened to Dr. Fauci, who's supposed to be so uber-intelligent, and, you know, and at the end of the day, like I said, you realize, you go, the Wizard of Oz, we pulled back, and he just, everyday guy, just, he's been able to fool people all along. And I guess the fooling stuff is coming to an end. Keith Lambert, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you know, I love your story, Keith. I mean, it is it's an American story. You know, how you were raised with your parents, you know, struggling. And, you know, and at the end of the day, with everything and how you took this experience and leveraged it and became a modern day success story and taken advantage of the opportunities that only America could provide, I think, at the end of the day, don't you think?
Absolutely. I don't think you could find this kind of opportunity anywhere.
So here you are, you're growing up young, it's a hard knock life, and you're there and trying to help, you know, help your parents, and along the way, it forces you to use a part of your brain, and you realize, doggone it, I don't even know how to spell entrepreneur, but I'm an entrepreneur, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So here you go, and you enter into the small novelty business site, and you become a vendor. You're working fairs. You're hustling. You're doing events across New England, and just the ideas and opportunities come about as you're working your tail off, right?
yeah, they present themselves as in time, and you know, whether it's working at a different fairs, and then we do you know, flowers on street corners. One of the main things that we did, which kind of got me into this business, which was ideal, was we had set up at special events, hot market events like the Super Bowl, the World Series, you know, the NBA playoffs, things like that. And we just go into a city and open up, you know, 10 or 12 sites in within a couple of days, you know, operate them for a couple of weeks, close them down and leave. And that's a lot. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's a lot of intense energy in a short period of time, and you make hay while the sun is shining, and along the way, you're projecting what's going, you know, what items are going to be hot. I mean, some are obvious, but then there's others that you pick up along the way. So how often do you find yourself being flexible enough here, Keith, that you say, okay, well, this one's not going to make it, but we got a better idea. Let's, you know, let's put something else together really quick because we're only here for 2 weeks and we got to respond. Has that happened very often?
Yeah, yeah. There was one particular, this is kind of funny. We were out in Seattle when Seattle was playing New England Patriots. And, you know, there's always a catchphrase shirt that we grab. And one of my guys, the whole deflate gate with the football. Or,
oh, yeah, right, with Tom Brady. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So one of my guys came up with a shirt that was, "Our balls are hard." And I made thousands of those shirts, and that was like the hot-selling shirt. So, like, you know, you just never know when an opportunity is going to present itself. Just like, let's go, Brandon.
Yes, exactly.
You know?
Yeah, those things. I mean, it's like, you know, when you go back historically, when you look at T-shirts, it's rich in history. I mean, look at the smiley face, right? How many shirts did that sell? You know, just that design, right, with the smiley face on the shirt.
Absolutely. Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, so it says, so you get the obvious things that go as you go to these different venues, like you say, over a short period of time. So doing those, it was a natural thing for you to get involved in fireworks sales, because fireworks sales, the same thing, right?
Yeah, and the only reason why I didn't get in fireworks sales any sooner was because it wasn't legal up my way in New England. But when it opened up in Connecticut the first year, I got involved, and then eventually it opened up in Rhode Island, and then eventually it opened up in New York, then New Jersey. So, yeah, I do a whole bunch of fireworks locations up in this area in the Northeast. Mm-hmm. That's kind of been my thing for a while.
And Keith, the fact that you've been able to expand it is that you've leveraged this opportunity to other people, especially to veterans like your dad, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, just to let you know how this whole thing started was I went to a Trump rally in New Hampshire, and I'm in the hot market vending, but I'm doing my normal thing, fairs, festivals, whatever. I go to the rally, I see how hot these items are in the red MAGA hat and how hard it is to come by, and you can't find it in New England. New England is, you know, as liberal as it gets. So...
Right.
I said, you know what, I started getting some of the merchandise. I started popping up in my hometown, selling, you know, some of this merchandise. And then all of a sudden, it just exploded. And people wanted me to set up in different areas. And we started doing several pop-up tents, which led to, in 2019, we opened basically five brick-and-mortar stores, you know, for the holiday. And it was phenomenal. It was just great.
Right. And this started in the summer of 2015, ladies and gentlemen, just so you understand on the timing on this. But you saw very quickly what others had a hard time seeing, and that was the mega power of one Donald Trump.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, since then, it's been, you know, ups and downs based on, you know, the time of year and, you know, what item is really hot. And whenever something hits, you know, we got this up to 22 stores right before the election, and we were crazy.
Wow.
So then after the election, we started closing stores down. You know, then the winter comes, you know, it's, you know, traditionally slow, you know, January, February. We got back, we were down to like four locations, and then this Let's Go Brandon was born. And
yes.
We ramped it back up now. We had 10. We have 8 locations now. And it's basically branded Let's Go Brandon stores.
Unbelievable. So Brandon been very, very good to Keith Lambert. We got to go to break. We've got more from Keith on the other side. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 after the top of the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Hey, don't you love the story of Keith Lambert? Just a hardworking American patriot, one to do right by his family. By vets, the people that he employs, and his idea, you know, just continues based on hard work and in his entrepreneurial spirit it continues to yield fruit for him, and this is exciting. And I do want to talk about, you know, how this truckers movement, how this is playing into his business, because as you were saying, Keith, in the first segment, is you've got a demand. I mean, this is the next hot ticket. Is people want some, you know, Canadian truckers inspired swag, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's not just Canadian. I mean, I'm sure you've heard, and maybe if some people haven't, that this movement is worldwide. I mean, there's been trucker convoys all over the globe, Finland, Australia. They just had one in Alaska, Great Britain. And it's basically to get our freedom back so that we can conduct our business and, you know, be able to live normal. And not have to live under the thumb of the government. That's what this movement's about. And they are there now. The truckers are there. They're not leaving until the mandates are up. They tried to take the people were bringing them fuel. They tried to take the fuel from them. And I don't know if you saw, but this morning a judge in Canada basically made the police bring all the fuel back that they took from them. You know, it's illegal for them to.
Oh,
do that.
Good. That's. Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. I mean, this is a revolution that is taking place. And these are these actions, which, you know, I often get, you know, from our listeners, Keith, you know, because I often say, look, this is a government of, for, by, we the people. And if we the people do not take a stand, then we get run over by the elites. That's what's going on. And the elites have played a card in such a way that they are reminding the people, and they're finding out, especially the truckers are demonstrating to us, the mama bears out in Virginia, and the papa bears that are going against all these crazy mandates in the classroom are reminding us that there's a lot of power in we the people, and look what's happening. I mean, they're forcing now. New York is the governor's about ready to say, okay, off with the forget the mask mandates. We already have it in Sweden. The UK 2 weeks ago said we don't need this anymore. And so what's starting to happen are bonfires of these masks around the world, as you say. Except for, you know, I know some people are hesitant to get, you know, to burn their mask. I keep kind of teasing them because they've got special designer masks that match, you know, their handbags and their shoes. And, you know, they're a little hesitant to give that up. It's kind of crazy. But anyway, the fact of the matter is most freedom-loving Americans are saying, yeah, get out of the way. Let's just put them on the funeral pyre and move on and get back to normal as quick as we can, right?
Absolutely. We definitely need to. And I watched a segment last night that had two doctors that were pretty high up there with what they know with regards to this virus. And basically all the data points to the mask doesn't work and the vaccine doesn't work. So why have the mandate? From my understanding, this Friday, there's going to be a debate in Ottawa between the heads of the government and their panels and these gentlemen. And basically they said, show me the proof. There's no proof that any of it works. Matter of fact, there's more proof that it doesn't work than it does work.
And Keith, the fact of the matter is we've been saying this for 2.5 years. We've known this, that the masks don't work. And we knew that when they changed the definition of what a vaccine is, that was a big red flag that went up. We also noticed that they didn't want to say anything about natural immunity. Early on, Dr. Fauci, you know, the god of science, self-appointed, said that, natural immunity only good maybe for a couple of months, 4 months maybe. Well, I've been naturally immune since March of last year. And my T cells are very strong. My immunity system is very robust. My doctor has told me, you're doing great. Do not get vaccinated. You don't need to take medicine that you don't need. Now, this is just one case, and I know that there's more, but other people, you know, a lot of people just aren't, you know, looking into it like I am. But, you know, this is what we pay our government to do. The NIH should be heavy. We should be having all kinds of research on natural immunity. And I think a couple of days ago, they let out that natural immunity is now good for up to almost 2 years. So what does that tell you?
Yeah, I mean, it's just it's just a way for them to control us. That's basically what this is all about. It's all about control. And it's a shame that it's killed as many people as it killed with overdoses and all these poor children that, you know, survived through the hard times of having to stay at home and wear the mask at school every day. I mean, it's just a shame the way that this is going. And, you know, there's people up here. You would not believe there's people, they drive down the street in their car by themselves wearing a mask.
With masks. I know. I get the same thing here in Florida as well. And you just, you know, God bless them. I mean, look at, we're a free country. You can do it. And if you, that's what you feel comfortable wearing a mask right now. But again, this is all symbolic, Keith, of the brain damage that has been thrust upon the American people. I mean, to where they're so frightened that they've disengaged themselves from common sense, and they get angry. They're the ones that are on airplanes fighting people because they have to lower their mask in order to eat the snack that the airline gave them, and they protest. And, you know, and they're at each other's throats. I mean, this is a sad commentary, and this is going to take us, unfortunately, it's going to take us some time to where we can once again love our neighbor and be respectful. And realize that all this stuff was ginned up, as you said, exactly by people that just wanted power and control.
Yep, absolutely. So just to talk about what is going on in the U.S., there's a massive, massive, way bigger than Canadian truckers that's going to be happening in the U.S. I'm pretty involved with the group. They're going to start in two spots. One's going to be in California. The other one is going to start in the Washington State. And they're basically going to be two convoys coming across the country. It's going to take 7 days. It looks like it's going to start on March 1st, and everyone's going to collapse on D.C. on March 7th. And I just think that they have to do something. You know, there's nothing they can do to prevent this from happening. And you know what happens when you start disrupting the truckers? They're everything. It's your supplies. It's your food. It's everything. You know
exactly.
And
well, we just need to tell the truckers stay away from the interior of the Capitol. Stay on the roads. Go ahead, do the cruise and that sort of thing. And you know, stay away from the Capitol Police because they are they're compromised and corrupt right now because of Nancy Pelosi. They become Nancy Pelosi's and the Democrats' Praetorian Guard, self-appointed and assigned. And this is disgusting. So you know, this. God bless them for doing this. This is a revolutionary march for freedom, and it reminds us again that it's all about we the people. Keith, I do want to give you a chance to, you know, plug the website, the stores, and you know, the products that you've got coming up that will be available for our listeners.
Yeah, so basically that was my next thing, is that everyone's been asking for these, you know, Trucker Convoy 2022 items, and we have a whole bunch of them coming out. As of right now, on our website, we have, you know, we have plenty of Trump items, Trump 2024, Back to Blue type items, Second Amendment, and a lot of Let's Go Brandon items. And the website, neefortrump.com. That's neefortrump.com. Come take a look and see what hot items we have, and we will have the convoy items up probably by next week once the items come in.
Well, Keith, congratulations on the business, everything that you're doing. Godspeed, my friend. Be safe. And we will continue to send our listeners to your website because they're interested in these products and most interested in our freedoms and getting back to normal. I mean, we have to take a stand as we the people. This is a government of, for, by we the people, whose inalienable rights are not given to us by Joe Biden and the Democrats, but given to us by God Almighty himself. Keith Lambert, thanks again for being on the show. Take care. Have a great day.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Canadian lawmakers are growing increasingly concerned with the economic impact of the truckers protesting the government's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. The Freedom Convoy first began in Vancouver on January 23rd. Then hundreds of big rig trucks traveled to Ottawa, where they were joined by thousands of Canadians on Saturday in protest against Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's coronavirus policies. Yesterday, the convoy clogged up the Ambassador Bridge that links Windsor, Ontario to Detroit, Michigan. As the self-induced border crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border continues, the Biden administration wants to put illegal immigrants into Baltimore, Maryland, and Houston, Texas with an ankle tracker and curfew times. Republican Congresswoman Kat Kamick is a member of Homeland Security Committee. She tells Fox News Biden needs to follow the law.
My solution is simple. Follow and enforce the laws that are currently on the books.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Back with you 28 minutes before, you know, the top of the hour. Our Declaration of Independence says quite clearly, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. Just the first paragraph of the Declaration of Independence, our founding document, which should remind us quite clearly, which is indisputable, where we find ourselves right now with the politicians that are misleading us, these politicians that are more concerned about what's in it for them as opposed to being, you know, citizen politicians, the way our founding fathers had intended to be. Because we know the nature of man. In and of ourselves, we can all be tempted and become so arrogant that we forget what the real job is all about. And we've been saying on the show for a long time, is the paradigm, the model that is so strong in Washington, D.C., is that it becomes about getting reelected. And the service to those who put them in office is subordinated to their career ambitions. This is what it comes down to. Our next guest, Eric Holman, I know agrees with this this idea that I laid out, the scenario, because well, not only is he living it and you're living it as well. Eric is a former United States Air Force combat controller, two-time Bronze Star Medal recipient, who's running for Congress as Texas 28th District. Eric, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, Eric, our Declaration of Independence is quite clear. I mean, this, in a sense, is kind of an oath, a manifesto of the American people. It is so foundational, and the left would not want us to reconsider and to recall the Declaration of Independence. This is why they don't teach it in schools, because it disempowers it disempowers the citizens, doesn't it?
Well, 100%. I think, you know, you said it. I mean, it's a document that we should be getting back to basics, and it's gotten to where these politicians on both sides are about themselves and the people, and obviously it's us, the people that elected them, that caught in between. So therefore, we're the ones hurting, and, you know, they can, you know, when the pandemic happened and there's lockdowns and all these rules that they come up with, they're not affected because they're wealthy and living it up, you know, and it's just regular people like us that suffer.
Yeah, they become the protected class. And I think it's real obvious, as you're suggesting, Eric, you know, it's like, you know, a good tree produces good fruit. And the converse is true. A bad tree produces bad fruit. Well, look at the trees in D.C. What are we getting out of D.C.? But corruption, cheating, stealing, and, you know, and it's just amazing to me that how these politicians, and I say this in a way, by no means am I suggesting 100% here, but you've got to appreciate that the paradigm, the land in which the trees are growing is corrupt, it's poisoned. And we may get some unique anomalies and some good politicians in the way there, but even they do not have a fair chance at being successful because they got to put up with the rest of these knuckleheads that are compromised and corrupt, do they not?
Absolutely. And some of these people that have been there for decades, I mean, they're out of touch with people, you know. Our founding fathers wanted, you know, people that from all over the United States to come to Washington and put in their experience and what they've seen, whether they're ranchers or businessmen or, you know, farmers, and help, you know, because it would just give the government a little bit of what the country's like and give it some good pulse. And obviously they're out of touch with everything, and they're just, like you said, they're just wanting to continue to line their pockets and could care less about the people. And the good politicians that are trying to make a difference, it's an uphill battle for them because they're just going to get thrown out.
They're outnumbered.
And they're going to, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, isolated and canceled because that's the order of the day. And, you know, you bring up another excellent point here, Eric, and that is that you know, when you consider the makeup of our elected officials, how many of those are, I mean, are they representative of the people really? Or are they just attorneys and pretty faces for the most part?
They're attorney and maybe not so pretty faces, but they're definitely attorneys.
I'm glad you caught that. Yeah,
plastic surgery has done a great deal for a lot of those people, for sure.
Yeah, without a doubt. But, you know, but we know that, you know, pretty faces get elected. People with charm get elected. But, you know, we need to look at, and again, I think you touched on something that is really key here and maybe should be part of your campaign, is analyzing what is the makeup and does it truly reflect the makeup of the American people? I mean, how many farmers do we have represented there? How many everyday small businessmen are represented, you know, the people that really reflect the makeup of this country so that, you know, they have a champion for their cause there instead of somebody who says, you know, gives you all the lip service and they're playing the political game and they're about their own business and not the people's business.
Yeah, that's right. And even these elections, I mean, even me for me to join and running, it's so expensive. You know, if you're not independently wealthy, it's a super, hard battle to get in there. It's an uphill climb, and I'm having to scratch and beg for every penny because, you know, it's ridiculously expensive. So no, we're not represented correctly in Washington D.C.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm hoping, Eric, that the people have had enough of the insanity. I mean, if anything, we've been able to see with our eyes wide open, regardless of what the elites would want us to believe, that our eyes are lying to us. No, they're not lying to us. We're seeing it. You know, the curtain has been pulled back. The Wizard of Oz has been exposed. Now what are you going to do about it? You know, are you going to go along to get along? You're just going to go ahead and reelect the same people and expect different results? Or are you going to really take a stand and do something revolutionary that's going to bring this country back to wholeness?
100%. We got to hold these people accountable, and there's got to be consequences, because there isn't. There's just a lot of lip service, like you mentioned earlier. And it's also up to the voter. You know, we have to do our research. We have to get involved, and we have to vote these people out of office, you know, and put someone in there that hopefully does a better job. And if not, the next time they come up for reelection, we got to boot them out instead of going on about our lives and not paying attention. You know, elections have consequences, like we've seen with the Biden administration. So, you know, we can blame those people in office, but at the same time, it's up to us to speak up and do something.
Well, and as you say, running for office, it is very expensive. And Donald Trump, even with all his money, if you remember, in 2016, he spent, I think, half of the money that Hillary Clinton spent. And in being a marketing guy most of my life, Eric, I've learned this tried and true lesson that it's always about the message. It's not about the money. If you don't have the message, then you need more money. So you have to craft the message that gets in front of the pain of the people, because the forces are there. They're clear. And in any kind of situation, all you got to do, I mean, and you don't even have to go into a long discussion, because people are realizing that they went from being energy independent to now being energy dependent, having their national security now in jeopardy after Afghanistan, and here we're on the brink of a potential World War III. Our borders are down. We've got so many. We had roughly 2 million people come into the border unvetted. How many of those are gang-related? How many are drug-related? And, oh, yeah, the opioid and fentanyl crisis that we have. Thank you very much, the communist Chinese government that Trump had clipped their wings on. So, We've got a clear antithetical force, and the people need to understand that that is there, and you're the one, Eric Homan, to go in and lop its head and go be our champion.
Nobody wants to get
100%, yeah.
You are robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something
something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Again, we're reminded not to lose hope, and I got to tell you, when you know, you have an honor to talk with you know, a candidate like Eric Homan, a fellow American citizen, it gives me hope, because a lot of people, you know, for the past 2.5 years, all that we've gone through and we've seen, you know, the corruption in our government, the power and control struggle, I mean, which Lindsey Graham had pointed out, if you remember, during the Kavanaugh hearings, he spoke directly to the Democrats with all the shenanigans they were pulling on Brett Kavanaugh. He said, you guys, all you're interested is in power and control. He said, I hope to God you don't get it. Well, we needed more than that. We needed a smart electorate to vote wisely, to make sure that people that were most interested in control and power, that they didn't get the keys to the castle, so to speak. And they've got it. And look what they've done in 1 year. But let me tell you, Eric Homan, you know, gives me hope, because here he is, with all his responsibilities and everything, and already has how he's served our country as a former U.S. Air Force combat controller, 2 times Bronze Star Medal recipient. And he says, look at my vow to defend this country, that vow that I took, that oath of office that I took when I entered in the military, like anybody that is former military and active, that does not expire. It continues, and it's obvious that in Eric's heart that continues, and I'm grateful, because we should get hope from this, that there are people like Eric, American citizens, who are willing to go and fight the good fight, and we need to do everything we can to watches six to support his candidacy so that he can go in and champion the cause of our Declaration of Independence, our U.S. Constitution, the things that will truly make America great again. Eric is running for Congress, Texas 28th District. Eric, how can people participate and come alongside your efforts here?
Sure. First, I appreciate all the support and the kind words. That was great, and it's really heartfelt, and I can feel that. And I think Americans out there are where we're at right now. But they can help me by going to my website, which is erichoman.com. So it's erichoman.com, and there's links to contributions there, and you know, they can share that link with their friends and family members. That's probably the best way. There's also social media, you know, the more exposure and contributions. I mean, that's the name of the game right now. You know, early voting is on the 14th coming up, and then the election day is on the 1st.
Okay. Well, let's get out there, ladies and gentlemen. Let's support someone that you can fully get behind here in Eric Homan, H-O-H-M-A-N. That's Eric with a C, okay? And go to his website. Any donation, whatever you can do, we need to get behind his candidacy, because Eric will go to Washington. He will go with our interests in mind, not the Beltway's interest. And I know it's going to be tough, Eric, because the paradigm of the institution there is so well established, and you're going to be fighting some headwinds. But, hey, you've done this all your life, so I have confidence in you that you're going to be able to go and do some great things on behalf of the American people. Eric, let's talk a little bit so people understand a little bit more of your background. Can you tell us your story?
Sure. I was, out of all the other candidates in the primary, I was born in Mexico City. So I'm all about immigration. It just has to be legal immigration. It has to be done correctly. So I was born in Mexico City. My parents, my dad was chasing the American dream. He came to San Antonio, Texas, where he was a talented jeweler, brought us over. And unfortunately, the time apart, my dad became an alcoholic. It wasn't a great guy to my mom. And they got divorced shortly after we got here. And luckily, by the grace of God, my stepdad, my mom had met my future stepdad, and he adopted me. Mm. They continued to work hard, get our citizenship, and I became a U.S. citizen, I think, when I was like 8 years old. So I, grew up in San Antonio, played sports, Lee High School, where I went to high school, graduated, went to Texas Tech for 2 years. And then, my parents, I think my dad told me one time, they didn't make over $40,000 at any time when I was growing up, which that blows my mind now. But the Air Force had this thing where you joined the military and they would pay for your college degree. So I said, okay, let me do that. And I enlisted, then I had to re-enlist because I didn't finish I hadn't accomplished my goal. And then during that time, 9/11 took place. So I wanted revenge. And the only way I could get that was doing special forces, become a combat controller. And, it's a 2-year pipeline. It's really two years of very, very hard training. And, I was one of the guys that made it all the way through, and we started, deploying to Afghanistan and, teaming up with, the Green Berets and the SEALs. And we went and did God's work over there. After 15 years, I a buddy of mine was killed in a green on blue, which is basically an insider attack. And during the Obama administration, that was kind of a big thing. There was a lot of insider attacks because the policy was the Hearts and Minds campaign, which rules of engagement for us were completely, they were just atrocious, and they were very difficult for operators to actually do our job. And we were just losing a lot of guys that way. So I decided to get out after my Green Beret team leader, Andrew Pedersen Keel, was killed. Mm-hmm. And, at 15 years ago, I thought Hillary was going to win, I think, like most of the country did. And then I wake up, and then Trump's
What did they say? Let me ask you, Eric, real quick.
Sure.
What did they say for you? I mean, here you are. You're 15 years of asset to the military, and they just let you walk? Did they say anything? Go ahead.
Yeah, so after my teammate was killed, I had just returned home in San Antonio, and my commander called me. And, you know, I went back. I drove back to Florida. I was stationed at the 23rd Special Tactics Squadron. And my commander did the right thing. You know, I was obviously pretty upset and angry. And, you know, I was like, hey, all my stuff's packed. You know, I just need my weapon, my radios, and my night vision, and I'm ready to go. You know, I'll just be a shooter. I won't even control aircraft. And he said, no, man, you're going to do something that's going to end up hurting your career, your livelihood. You know, you're going to probably go do some war crimes or something crazy. So I'm not sending you back. And I said, okay. So, you know, he wanted me to be an instructor. Where our schoolhouse is the first ones here in San Antonio. And I said, no, I want to go to combat. If you're not sending me back, then I'm out. And, it's just the way. You know, I guess my plan from God was written. So I left after 15 years, and there was plenty of times, let me tell you, my transition was rough. There was plenty of times that I wish I would have listened to him, but gotta have conviction. And now I'm running for Congress. So I guess it was just God's plan in a way, you know, where I can help later down the line.
Well, as a soldier, you know, sometimes we find ourselves in a position where you say you fall on your sword. And,
right.
You know, the integrity of who you are, you had to be true to yourself. And, you know, I just, for me, in my perspective, in considering, you know, here 15 years of asset, I mean, you as an individual were worth so much. You know, I would have done anything. You know, I mean, your commander was wise in realizing that you needed some help. That you were dealing with a crisis, but I would have probably, if it was me, I would have done everything I could to kept you in, and to get you healed, and then be able to you know, deploy you in a way that was going to be healthy for yourself and your squad members.
Oh, absolutely. He definitely did try a couple times, but I think once he wouldn't send me back, I was kind of. You know, like I said, I thought Hillary was going to win. I was like, I can't protect my team anymore. These politicians are in charge, and they just keep tying our hands behind our back. I'm going to keep losing guys, and I can't protect them. Yeah. And I, as a combat controller, I took that pretty serious. If I'm attached to a team, my job is to protect that team and make sure our boys come
exactly.
home regardless of whoever we're fighting. So
And here you've experienced, speaking of Hillary, you experienced Benghazi. You weren't there, but you're seeing what happened in Benghazi, just like the current soldiers have seen what happened in Afghanistan. What does that do psychologically for our fighting forces?
Yeah, it's not only for us that we served and lost guys over there, but for their family members. You know, watching a mother cry over her son's casket, it's one of the worst feelings and emotions that I've ever felt in my life. And survivor's guilt was big part of my rough transition, you know, but I mean, it's you go over there and you fight, and at the end, some politicians are like, who cares? Let's just give this back to them. And, you know, the way we could have just held on to Bagram and just had kind of like, you know, the way we do Saudi Arabia and Kuwait, we have just a small force there just to, in case we ever need it again. But just to kind of throw it away the way he did, or this administration did it, it's just a slap in the face for anybody that lost friends over there. And we went over there. I mean, I think a lot of guys that there are operators enjoy combat and enjoy, I mean, that's what we did it, you know, it's just, that's what we were made to do. And then for us to just get treated that way at the end, it was just disgusting, man. It was really rough on a lot of us, for sure.
Well, I appreciate your story. Thank you for your service. Thank you for, you know, continuing to fight the good fight and be willing to get back into the fray of it and to run for office. Again, Eric Homan is about securing our border, standing with police, and saying no to the vaccine mandates, and more than saying no, doing something about it. He's running for Congress in Texas 28th District. Go to his website, support him. Eric Homan, that's E-R-I-C, Eric with a C, Homan, H-O-H-M-A-N. And go ahead and give them the rest of the website so they have that, Eric.
No, you said it correctly. It's erichoman.com. That's pretty simple. And, that's it. And, you know, thank you for everything. Thank you for letting me have on the show. And it was my honor serving this great country of ours.
And want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity? This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime.